Have you ever met someone who walks into a room and instantly grabs attention, not because they're loud, flashy, or trying too hard, but because there's something about them that feels effortlessly magnetic? That's silent attractiveness. It's not about being the center of attention. It's about commanding respect and admiration without saying much. It's a kind of energy, calm, composed, and deeply self-assured, that draws people in naturally. Being silently attractive doesn't require perfect looks or grand gestures. It comes from how you carry yourself, how you treat others, and how comfortable you are in your own skin. It's about mastering habits that speak louder than words, habits that project confidence, kindness, and self-respect without demanding attention. And here's the best part. You don't have to change who you are to cultivate this kind of presence. You just have to become more aligned with your best self. In this episode, we'll uncover 11 socially attractive habits inspired by Stoic wisdom. These aren't gimmicks or quick fixes. They're timeless principles that help you build inner strength, emotional intelligence, and a quiet confidence that makes people respect and admire you without you even trying. We're talking about embracing independence, mastering silent elegance, cultivating wisdom, and becoming someone whose presence alone leaves a lasting impression. By the end of this episode, you'll realize that true attractiveness isn't something you chase. It's something you cultivate from within. It's quiet. It's steady. And once you master it, you'll see how powerful it can be in transforming not just how others see you, but how you see yourself. So, let's get started, because becoming silently attractive isn't about making noise. It's about making an impact without needing to shout. Habit 1. Embrace your authentic independence. There's a certain power in those who don't need others to validate their worth. A quiet strength that's impossible to ignore. Authentic independence isn't about closing yourself off or proving you don't need anyone. It's about living life on your terms, being guided by your own values, and finding fulfillment in who you are, not in how others perceive you. This kind of independence is magnetic because it sends a clear, unspoken message. I respect myself, and I don't need external approval to feel whole. People are naturally drawn to those who stand strong in their individuality. In a world where so many are caught up in comparison and chasing validation, authentic independence is rare. It's refreshing. It's inspiring. When you're truly independent, you're not trying to keep up with anyone. You're focused on your own path, your own progress. And that quiet focus speaks louder than any words ever could. You don't have to tell people you're confident. They'll feel it. You don't have to announce that you're in control of your life. It'll show in the way you carry yourself, in your calm presence, and in your unshakable demeanor. But let's be real. Independence isn't easy. It means trusting yourself when no one's cheering you on. It means standing by your choices, even when they're unpopular. It's about learning to enjoy your own company, not because you're avoiding others, but because you genuinely find peace within yourself. And when you reach that point, when you stop needing external noise to feel whole, you become someone others respect, admire, and are quietly drawn to. Authentic independence is the opposite of arrogance. It doesn't say, I don't need anyone. Instead, it says, I'm strong enough on my own, and that's why I can truly connect with others. It's about being whole, so that your relationships are built on mutual respect, not dependence. And that's what makes it so attractive. It's grounded, balanced, and quietly powerful. To cultivate this habit, start by reflecting on your values. Ask yourself, am I living according to what truly matters to me, or am I being driven by what others expect of me? Independence begins when you start making choices aligned with your inner compass rather than external pressures. Spend time alone, not out of loneliness, but to reconnect with who you are. Whether it's taking a walk, journaling, or simply sitting in silence, these moments strengthen your sense of self. When you cultivate authentic independence, you don't have to seek attention. It finds you. People will notice the calm confidence in your presence, the quiet assurance in your actions, and the unwavering strength in your character. You won't need to be the loudest in the room to be noticed. You'll be respected because you've built a life that reflects who you truly are, and that's something rare and deeply attractive. Embracing your independence doesn't mean you don't value relationships. It means you value yourself enough to build connections based on trust and mutual respect, not on neediness. And that's what makes you silently magnetic. It's not loud. It's not flashy. It's the kind of confidence that lingers, leaves an impression, and quietly inspires others to do the same. Habit 2. Master the art of silent elegance. Sometimes the most powerful statement is made without words. Silent elegance is the ability to carry yourself with grace, poise, and quiet confidence in every situation. It's about how you move, how you interact, and the energy you project. You don't need to dominate conversations or be the loudest person in the room to command attention. Silent elegance speaks for itself. It's subtle, refined, and endlessly captivating. Think about someone who walks into a room with a calm, assured presence. They don't have to announce themselves, yet people can't help but notice them. This is the essence of silent elegance. It's a combination of composure, thoughtful actions, and respectful behavior. The way you carry yourself creates a lasting impression, often more powerful than anything you could say. It starts with body language. Confidence isn't just in your words. It's in how you stand, how you walk, and how you hold yourself. A relaxed, upright posture with steady eye contact shows self-assurance without arrogance. You don't need exaggerated movements or nervous gestures. Simplicity is key. When your body language communicates calm and control, people are naturally drawn to you. Silent elegance is also reflected in your manners. Courteous behavior, greeting others warmly, listening attentively, and being mindful of how you treat those around you shows respect and self-respect. It's not about being overly formal or distant. It's about bringing a quiet grace to your interactions. People remember how you make them feel, and silent elegance leaves them feeling respected and valued. Beyond body language and manners, silent elegance is about restraint. In a world full of noise, the ability to stay calm and composed, especially in challenging situations, is rare. When others lose their cool, staying collected gives you a quiet power. You don't need to react impulsively or engage in unnecessary conflicts. Instead, you respond thoughtfully, showing that you're in control of yourself, not controlled by the moment. The Stoics believed deeply in the power of composure. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The nearer a man comes to a calm mind, the closer he is to strength." True elegance lies in that calm, when your actions are deliberate, your words measured, and your presence steady. People trust and respect those who remain grounded, even when everything around them feels chaotic. To cultivate silent elegance, start small. Pay attention to how you carry yourself throughout the day. Are you rushing, tense, or overly reactive? Practice slowing down, standing tall, and breathing deeply. Notice how you interact with others. Are you truly listening, or just waiting for your turn to speak? Silent elegance grows from mindfulness, being fully present in your interactions and thoughtful in your responses. Next, work on refinement. Elegance doesn't mean perfection, it means striving to bring your best self forward. Whether it's dressing with subtle style, speaking with clarity, or approaching situations with grace, it's the small, consistent efforts that build an aura of quiet sophistication. Silent elegance isn't about pretending to be something you're not. It's about embracing who you are with calm confidence. It's about showing up fully, not to impress, but to bring your best energy into every interaction. Over time, people will begin to associate you with a sense of calm, respect, and poise. They may not be able to explain why, but they'll feel it. And that's what makes silent elegance so powerful. It leaves a lasting impression without demanding attention. Mastering the art of silent elegance allows you to walk through life with dignity and quiet strength. You don't have to seek admiration, it follows naturally. And in that quiet grace, you become someone who not only stands out, but leaves others inspired to carry themselves with a little more calm, a little more respect, and a little more elegance. Habit 3. The subtle scent of sophistication. Sometimes, the smallest details leave the biggest impressions. The subtle scent of sophistication is one of those quiet, often overlooked aspects that can make you irresistibly attractive. It's not about overwhelming those around you. It's about leaving a faint, refined impression that lingers in their mind. A well-chosen scent reflects attention to detail, personal care, and a quiet sense of elegance, all of which contribute to silent attractiveness. Think about it. How many times have you remembered someone simply because of their scent? It's one of the most powerful, instinctive senses we have. A subtle, pleasant scent creates an aura of sophistication without requiring a single word. It's an understated way of saying, I take care of myself, I value the details, and it's in those details that true silent attraction is cultivated. But this isn't just about wearing cologne or perfume. Sophistication through scent is about balance. Overpowering fragrances can be off-putting, but a light, refined scent, whether it's a signature fragrance or even the clean, fresh smell of well-maintained hygiene, can make people naturally want to be closer to you. It communicates that you pay attention not just to how you appear, but to the unseen details that complete your presence. The art of scent goes beyond smell. It's about what it represents. Taking the time to choose a scent that resonates with your personality shows a level of self-awareness and intentionality. Whether it's something woody, fresh, or subtly sweet, your scent should reflect the calm, composed energy you carry. It should enhance your presence, not overpower it. But beyond fragrance, sophistication is also reflected in how you care for yourself overall. Personal care, cleanliness, grooming, and thoughtful attention to your appearance silently speaks volumes about your self-respect. It's not about vanity. It's about showing that you value yourself enough to present your best self to the world. This quiet confidence, reflected in the smallest details, creates a lasting impression. The Stoics believed that how you present yourself externally should align with your inner values. Seneca said, "Let your outward appearance be simple and dignified, reflecting the serenity of your mind." By cultivating a subtle, refined presence through scent and personal care, you project an image of someone who is calm, composed, and mindful, not through words, but through action. To embody this habit, start by being mindful of your self-care routine. Choose a scent that feels authentic to you, something that enhances rather than defines your presence. Pay attention to the small details: clean, well-groomed hair, fresh breath, and a polished look. These aren't grand gestures, but they quietly speak to those around you, creating an aura of quiet sophistication. Remember, silent attraction isn't about trying to stand out. It's about being effortlessly memorable. And scent, when used with subtlety and care, is one of the most powerful ways to achieve that. It's a quiet signature that leaves a lasting mark, something people associate with you long after you've left the room. Mastering the subtle scent of sophistication is about more than fragrance. It's about the quiet message it sends. I take pride in who I am. I care about the details. I respect myself. And that message, delivered without a single word, is what makes you silently, irresistibly attractive. Habit 4. Being fully present. In a world full of distractions, there's something undeniably captivating about someone who is truly present. Being fully present isn't just about showing up physically. It's about giving your undivided attention to the moment and the people you're with. This quiet yet powerful habit makes you stand out, not because you demand attention, but because you offer something increasingly rare, genuine connection. We've all experienced it, the frustration of talking to someone who's only half listening, their eyes darting to their phone or their mind clearly elsewhere. It feels dismissive, as if your words don't matter. On the other hand, when someone is fully engaged, when they're looking you in the eye, listening without interrupting, and responding thoughtfully, it feels different. You feel heard, respected, and valued. That's the silent power of presence. It draws people in by making them feel important. Being fully present isn't about perfection. It's about intention. It means resisting the urge to check your phone every few minutes or mentally rehearse what you're going to say next. It's about immersing yourself in the conversation, focusing on the other person's words, and responding with genuine curiosity. When you master this habit, you create deeper, more meaningful connections. Because people don't just remember what you say, they remember how you make them feel. Stoic philosophy emphasizes living in the present moment. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Confine yourself to the present." The Stoics believed that true strength and wisdom come from engaging fully with the here and now, not being trapped in the past or lost in the future. When you're present, you're in control of your mind, your emotions, and your interactions, making you someone others naturally respect and gravitate toward. Being present also means observing without judgment. It's about noticing the subtleties, the emotions behind someone's words, the mood of a room, or the unspoken cues in a conversation. This level of awareness makes you more perceptive, empathetic, and socially intelligent. And social intelligence, combined with genuine presence, makes you quietly irresistible. To cultivate this habit, start by practicing mindfulness in everyday moments. Whether you're having a conversation, eating a meal, or walking outside, focus entirely on the experience. Put away distractions. Listen more than you speak. When you're fully present, you radiate calm, confidence, and care, qualities that make people feel safe and valued around you. Presence is magnetic because it's so rare. In a world constantly vying for attention, someone who offers their undivided focus stands out, not by trying to be noticed, but by making others feel seen. When you give someone your full attention, you communicate without saying a word. You matter. And that's a message people never forget. Being fully present isn't about grand gestures. It's about small, consistent moments of connection. It's about showing up, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. When you master this habit, you'll notice how people naturally open up to you, how conversations become richer, and how your relationships deepen effortlessly. Presence creates trust. Trust creates attraction. And attraction when built on respect and genuine connection, is both silent and powerful. In a noisy world, be the person who listens. Be the person who's fully there. You'll be surprised how magnetic you become, not because you're demanding attention, but because your quiet focus makes others feel truly seen and appreciated. That's the kind of silent attractiveness that leaves a lasting impression. Habit 5. A touch of mystery. In a world where oversharing has become the norm, there's something profoundly attractive about someone who keeps a part of themselves private. A touch of mystery is not about being distant or secretive. It's about holding back just enough to spark curiosity. It's about knowing when to share and when to leave things unsaid, creating an air of intrigue that quietly draws people in. Mystery is powerful because it leaves room for others to wonder. When you reveal everything about yourself all at once, there's nothing left to discover. But when you keep certain aspects of your life private, you invite others to want to learn more. This isn't manipulation. It's the natural allure of the unknown. People are wired to be curious. And when you cultivate a bit of mystery, you become someone they want to understand better. But being mysterious doesn't mean being fake or playing games. It's about being selective with what you share. You don't have to broadcast every detail of your life or explain every decision you make. Instead, focus on sharing what feels meaningful while keeping other parts of your life personal. When you strike this balance, you come across as confident, self-assured, and quietly captivating. The Stoics believed in the value of self-restraint, knowing when to speak and when to remain silent. Epictetus taught, "Be silent, or let your words be worth more than silence." Mystery works in the same way. It's not about withholding for the sake of withholding. It's about offering value when you speak and knowing when silence speaks louder. Cultivating mystery isn't just about words. It's about your actions too. Leave people guessing a little. Don't always explain why you do what you do. When you make a bold decision, let your actions speak for themselves. This quiet confidence signals that you don't need validation. You're content with letting your life unfold without constant explanation. Another way to create a touch of mystery is by living a layered life. Be the kind of person who has depth, interests, passions, and values that aren't immediately obvious. When people get to know you, they should feel like they're peeling back layers, discovering new facets of who you are over time. This makes interactions with you more engaging, more memorable, and more meaningful. To embrace mystery, start by asking yourself, "Am I oversharing to seek validation, or am I sharing what truly matters?" The goal isn't to become distant, it's to become intentional. Share enough to build trust and connection, but hold back enough to leave room for curiosity. Let people earn the right to know your deeper stories. This not only protects your personal space, but also makes those connections more rewarding. When you cultivate a touch of mystery, people won't be able to put you into a box. You'll remain intriguing, someone they can't quite figure out, yet someone they want to be around. Mystery invites attention without demanding it. It keeps people coming back, wanting to learn more, to understand you on a deeper level. In a world where most people are an open book, be the person who offers just a glimpse of the story. Let them wonder. Let them imagine. That touch of mystery combined with quiet confidence creates an irresistible presence, one that lingers in their minds long after you've left the room. Habit 6. Cultivate cultural wisdom. There's something undeniably attractive about a person who carries themselves with quiet confidence and a broad understanding of the world around them. Cultivating cultural wisdom means developing an open mind, embracing diverse perspectives, and enriching your conversations with insight that goes beyond the surface. It's not about showing off how much you know. It's about being someone who listens, learns, and offers thoughtful perspectives when the moment calls for it. Cultural wisdom isn't limited to knowing facts about different countries or speaking multiple languages. It's about being curious, curious about people's experiences, traditions, and viewpoints. It shows that you're someone who doesn't live in a bubble, but actively seeks to understand the world beyond your immediate environment. This broad awareness adds depth to your character, making you someone who can engage meaningfully in any conversation. People are drawn to those who make them feel seen, heard, and understood. When you cultivate cultural wisdom, you become that person. You develop empathy for different ways of life, which allows you to connect with people from all walks of life. This quiet understanding makes you approachable and respected, without the need to dominate a conversation. Instead of imposing your views, you offer insights that invite reflection and dialogue. The Stoics believed in the importance of understanding the world and one's place in it. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Look beneath the surface. Let not the outward appearances mislead you." Cultivating cultural wisdom allows you to look deeper, not just at people, but at life itself. It gives you the ability to navigate complex social situations with ease, because you're not rigid in your thinking. You've learned to see things from multiple angles, which makes you adaptable, thoughtful, and quietly compelling. To develop cultural wisdom, start by broadening your horizons. Read books that challenge your perspectives. Engage in conversations with people who have different experiences from your own. Travel, if you can, or explore new cultures through documentaries and online resources. The goal isn't to become a walking encyclopedia. It's to become someone who appreciates the richness of human experience. Another key aspect of cultural wisdom is listening without judgment. When someone shares their views, resist the urge to immediately agree or disagree. Instead, seek to understand their perspective. Ask thoughtful questions. Show that you're genuinely interested in learning, not just waiting for your turn to speak. This approach not only deepens your understanding, but also makes people feel valued in your presence. Being knowledgeable doesn't mean you have to dominate a conversation. In fact, the most attractive individuals are those who know when to speak and when to listen. When you do share, do so with humility and authenticity. Offer insights not to impress, but to enrich the conversation. People respect those who contribute meaningfully without turning every interaction into a lecture. Ask yourself, am I open to learning from every person I meet? Cultivating cultural wisdom is less about how much you know and more about how willing you are to learn. When you embody this mindset, you radiate a quiet intelligence that draws people in, not because you're trying to be impressive, but because you genuinely care about understanding the world and the people in it. People are naturally attracted to those who bring depth to a conversation, who offer perspectives that make them think. By cultivating cultural wisdom, you become someone whose presence is both calming and intellectually stimulating. You'll find that people seek your company, not because you're loud, but because your quiet, thoughtful nature leaves a lasting impression. In a world where opinions are often loud and shallow, be the person who speaks with depth and grace. Cultivate wisdom not for show, but for the richness it brings to your life, and quietly watch as people are drawn to the calm, grounded energy you exude. That's the silent power of cultural wisdom. It makes you not just attractive, but unforgettable. Habit 7. The heartbeat of compassion. In a fast-paced world where everyone is rushing, pausing to show genuine empathy and kindness sets you apart. Compassion isn't loud, It's quiet, yet profoundly impactful. It's the silent heartbeat that makes people feel safe, understood, and valued in your presence. While many try to win others over by being charming or impressive, true attraction comes from being someone who listens, cares, and offers warmth without expectation. Compassion isn't about grand gestures, it's found in the little things. A thoughtful word, a kind smile, a patient ear when someone needs to be heard. When you demonstrate compassion, you radiate a quiet strength that draws people in. Why? Because genuine kindness is rare. In a world where so many interactions are transactional, being someone who gives without expecting anything in return makes you stand out in the most profound way. People are naturally attracted to those who make them feel understood, not judged. Compassion creates a bridge. It allows you to connect with others on an emotional level, fostering trust and closeness. It's not about fixing people's problems or always having the right answers. It's about being present and showing that you care. And that simple act of presence leaves a lasting impression far more powerful than words. The Stoics, often perceived as advocates for emotional detachment, actually emphasized empathy and kindness as essential virtues. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Be tolerant with others and strict with yourself." Stoic compassion isn't about being soft. It's about understanding the struggles of others while maintaining inner strength. When you approach life with this mindset, you become someone others feel drawn to, not because you solve their problems, but because your presence offers calm and comfort. Cultivating compassion doesn't mean letting others take advantage of you. It's about finding a balance, being kind, but not a pushover, being empathetic, but not absorbing everyone's burdens. Compassion starts with listening, not to respond, but to understand. When someone shares something with you, give them your full attention. Resist the urge to offer immediate solutions or advice. Sometimes, all people need is to feel heard. Compassion also means being patient with others and with yourself. No one is perfect, and life is messy. When you show patience in difficult moments, you demonstrate emotional maturity, a trait that is quietly attractive. People remember those who remained calm and supportive when things got tough. They may not say it aloud, but they'll carry that memory with them, and that's what makes you silently magnetic. Ask yourself, am I someone who makes others feel seen and valued? If the answer isn't always yes, that's okay. Compassion is a habit that can be cultivated over time. Start by being kind to yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup, so take care of your own emotional well-being first. When you're patient and compassionate with yourself, it becomes easier to offer that same kindness to others. Being compassionate doesn't require you to be perfect. It doesn't mean you always have to have the right words or actions. It simply means being there, being real, and being kind. And that quiet kindness, it leaves an impact that words can't. It's what makes people remember you, not because you dazzled them, but because you made them feel valued in a world that often overlooks the importance of empathy. In the end, the heartbeat of compassion isn't about changing the world. It's about changing how you show up in it. Be the person who listens more than they speak, who offers kindness without expectation, and who remains patient in moments of frustration. Silent attraction isn't about noise. It's about presence. And compassion, offered quietly and sincerely, is one of the most powerful forms of presence there is. Habit 8. Laughter and joy. Few things are as universally attractive as someone who radiates genuine joy and knows how to laugh with ease. Laughter is a universal connector, breaking down barriers and making even the most serious situations feel lighter. When you cultivate the habit of finding joy in life's moments, big or small, you become someone others naturally want to be around. Why? Because your presence brings a sense of warmth and lightness that's both refreshing and magnetic. Life is full of challenges, and everyone faces their share of struggles. But when you develop the ability to find humor, even in difficult situations, you show resilience, a trait that quietly commands respect. It's not about being the loudest person in the room or the center of attention. It's about carrying an inner sense of joy that makes those around you feel at ease. People are drawn to those who can lift the energy of a room without trying too hard. Those who can find something to smile about, even when things aren't perfect. Stoicism, often thought of as a philosophy of seriousness, actually encourages this mindset. The Stoics believed that while we can't control external events, we can control how we respond to them. Epictetus famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Choosing to respond to life's unpredictability with a sense of humor is an act of quiet strength. It shows that you're in control of your emotions, not the other way around. Laughter also has a way of creating deep, memorable connections. Think about it. How many of your closest friendships were strengthened through shared laughter? Humor builds trust. It creates a sense of belonging. It makes people feel comfortable around you because they know they don't have to be perfect to be accepted. When you can laugh at yourself and life's quirks, you become approachable, relatable, and quietly attractive. But cultivating this habit isn't about forcing humor or trying to be the funniest person in the room. It's about embracing joy in an authentic way. It means not taking yourself too seriously and finding moments to smile, even during routine days. It's about seeing the lighter side of life without dismissing its seriousness, acknowledging the challenges while choosing to focus on what's good. To develop this habit, start by paying attention to your daily moments of joy. When something makes you smile, lean into it. Share a light-hearted comment or a funny observation with those around you. Learn to laugh at your own mistakes, not in a way that diminishes your effort, but in a way that shows you're human and okay with it. When others see that you don't take yourself too seriously, they'll feel more relaxed in your presence. And that's where real connection begins. It's also important to surround yourself with joy. Spend time with people who uplift you, who bring out your best self, and who know how to find humor in the ordinary. Joy is contagious, and when you make it a habit to share laughter with those around you, you create an environment where everyone feels lighter, more positive, and more connected. Ask yourself, am I allowing joy to be a part of my daily life? Life doesn't always have to be serious. There's strength in being able to laugh, even when things aren't perfect. It shows that you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience, and that's a trait people admire more than anything else. Remember, silent attractiveness isn't about grand displays. It's about quiet, steady qualities that leave a lasting impression. Laughter and joy, when shared authentically, make you someone others are naturally drawn to. You don't need to force it. Just find the moments that bring you joy and share them with those around you. When you cultivate laughter and joy as a habit, you'll notice how much lighter life feels, not just for you, but for those in your orbit. And that quiet sense of joy, it's what makes you unforgettable. People may not remember every word you say, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. Bring a little lightness, a little humor, and a little joy wherever you go, and you'll find that silent attraction follows effortlessly. Habit 9. The Art of Self-Care. There's a quiet, undeniable magnetism in someone who truly takes care of themselves, not out of vanity, but out of respect for their own well-being. Self-care is more than just a routine. It's a statement. It silently communicates that you value yourself, your body, and your mind, and that you're willing to invest in maintaining both. This habit makes you attractive in a way that goes beyond appearances. It projects self-respect, balance, and inner strength. When you prioritize self-care, you send a clear message to the world. I respect myself enough to prioritize my health and happiness. This quiet confidence naturally draws people in, not because you're seeking attention, but because people are inherently drawn to those who exude vitality and balance. Self-care doesn't mean pampering yourself endlessly. It's about consistently doing the things that keep you grounded, energized, and at peace. The foundation of self-care starts with physical well-being. A person who takes care of their body through regular exercise, proper nutrition, and adequate rest projects a silent but powerful message of discipline and respect. You don't need to look like a fitness model, but maintaining a healthy lifestyle shows that you take responsibility for your own well-being. When others see that you respect your body, it creates an unspoken admiration. They see someone who values themselves enough to stay committed to their health. But self-care isn't just about the body. It's also about mental and emotional well-being. Life is stressful, and we all face challenges. However, those who practice self-care cultivate habits that help them manage stress effectively. Whether it's through meditation, journaling, or simply taking time to unwind, self-care allows you to stay mentally resilient. This mental clarity creates a calm, composed presence, something that others can sense and are naturally drawn to. The Stoics believed in maintaining balance and inner harmony. Seneca once wrote, "A sound mind in a sound body is a short but full description of a happy state in this world." Practicing self-care aligns perfectly with this Stoic wisdom. When you care for both your mind and body, you cultivate a state of balance that makes you not only feel better, but also become more attractive to those around you. You radiate calm, control, and quiet strength. Self-care also involves setting healthy boundaries. It means knowing when to say no, when to rest, and when to prioritize your needs over the endless demands of the world. People who respect themselves enough to set boundaries are often more attractive, not because they're unavailable, but because they know their worth. Boundaries protect your energy, and when you're mindful of where you invest your time and attention, you naturally draw respect from others. Ask yourself, am I taking care of myself in a way that reflects my own self-worth? If the answer is no, it's time to start small. Begin by making self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily life. Whether it's getting enough sleep, eating nutritious meals, or taking a few moments to breathe deeply and center yourself, these small acts of care compound over time, creating a life that feels balanced and fulfilling. True self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. When you take care of yourself, you show up better for others. You have more energy, more patience, and more clarity to offer in your relationships. And that quiet sense of balance, it's deeply attractive. People notice those who seem calm, composed, and full of life, not because they're trying to be noticed, but because they've cultivated a life that feels good from the inside out. In the end, the art of self-care is about consistency. It's about showing up for yourself every day, even when life gets busy or stressful. It's about honoring your body, your mind, and your emotional well-being, knowing that by doing so, you're building a foundation for a more peaceful, vibrant life. And when you practice self-care consistently, you'll notice something remarkable. People will be drawn to the quiet, confidence, and inner strength that comes from truly valuing yourself. Self-care isn't loud. It doesn't demand attention. It simply shows. And in that quiet, steady practice, you become someone whose presence feels balanced, grounded, and irresistibly attractive. So, take care of yourself, not because anyone's watching, but because you deserve it. And watch how, without saying a word, the world takes notice. Habit 10. Emotional intelligence and social awareness. There's something effortlessly magnetic about a person who truly understands the emotions of those around them. Emotional intelligence and social awareness are among the most powerful yet understated habits you can cultivate to become silently attractive. It's not about manipulating situations or trying to control outcomes. It's about knowing how to read the room, respond to people's emotions, and navigate social interactions with grace and empathy. At its core, emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions while being attuned to the emotions of others. Imagine being in a tense situation where everyone is on edge. The emotionally intelligent person doesn't add fuel to the fire. Instead, they stay calm, observe, and respond thoughtfully. This quiet composure makes them someone people naturally respect and look to for guidance. People often remember how you made them feel more than what you said. When you practice emotional intelligence, you create a space where people feel seen, heard, and understood. You're not trying to dominate conversations or prove your point. You're listening, engaging, and responding in a way that fosters connection. This subtle yet powerful habit makes you memorable, not because you demanded attention, but because your presence made others feel valued. Social awareness, on the other hand, is the ability to pick up on social cues and adapt accordingly. It means knowing when to speak and when to listen, when to step forward and when to step back. The Stoics placed great importance on self-mastery and understanding others. Epictetus taught, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." Social awareness allows you to do just that. It helps you engage meaningfully without overwhelming or dominating the conversation. Developing emotional intelligence starts with self-awareness. Ask yourself, how do I typically react in emotionally charged situations? The goal isn't to suppress your emotions, but to respond to them in a balanced way. When you're aware of your triggers and know how to manage them, you exude a quiet confidence that people find incredibly attractive. You're not easily rattled, and that stability is something others naturally gravitate toward. Once you've cultivated self-awareness, the next step is empathy, truly understanding what others are feeling, even if they don't say it outright. Empathy isn't about fixing people's problems, it's about showing that you care. Sometimes a simple nod, a patient ear, or a thoughtful response can make all the difference. It's these small, quiet acts of understanding that create lasting impressions. Social awareness also involves being mindful of the energy you bring into a space. Are you adding calmness, or are you contributing to tension? When you walk into a room, observe before acting. Pay attention to the dynamics at play. By doing this, you become someone who isn't reactive but responsive, someone who knows how to engage in a way that enhances the atmosphere rather than disrupts it. To cultivate this habit, practice being fully present in your interactions. Put away distractions, make eye contact, and genuinely listen. Pay attention to the tone of the conversation and the body language of those around you. These small, mindful actions may seem subtle, but they have a profound impact. People are drawn to those who make them feel understood and respected, qualities that emotional intelligence naturally fosters. Ask yourself, am I creating a positive space in my interactions, or am I unintentionally adding tension? When you begin to approach social situations with this level of mindfulness, you'll notice a shift. People will seek out your company, not because you're trying to be noticed, but because your presence feels grounding and comforting. In a world where so many interactions are driven by ego and impulsiveness, emotional intelligence stands out. It's a quiet strength that doesn't need to announce itself. It's felt. When you practice emotional intelligence and social awareness, you become someone who moves through life with grace, calm, and purpose. And that silent confidence? It's irresistibly attractive. Ultimately, being emotionally intelligent isn't about being perfect. It's about being present, aware, and thoughtful. It's about knowing when to speak and when to listen, when to lead and when to follow. Cultivate this habit, and you'll find that people aren't just drawn to what you say, they're drawn to who you are. Silent, steady, and emotionally in tune, you'll leave an impression that lingers long after the conversation ends. Habit 11. Consistency and reliability. Few qualities are as silently attractive as consistency and reliability. In a world where people often overpromise and underdeliver, being someone who can be counted on, who follows through on their commitments and shows up when it matters, sets you apart in the most powerful way. It's not about being flashy or seeking recognition. It's about building trust through steady actions, day after day, without needing to make a big deal out of it. Consistency creates a sense of stability in your relationships. When people know they can rely on you, whether it's for advice, support, or simply keeping your word, it fosters a quiet respect. You don't have to shout about your dependability. It's shown through your actions. Over time, this reliability builds a solid reputation. People will associate you with someone who doesn't waver when things get tough, someone they can turn to in moments of uncertainty. Reliability isn't about perfection. It's about showing up, even when it's inconvenient. It's about being the kind of person who, when they say they'll do something, actually does it. Think about how rare that is in today's world. So many people cancel plans last minute, make promises they don't intend to keep, or only show up when it benefits them. When you consistently do what you say you will, you stand out, not because you're loud, but because you're steady. Stoicism places a strong emphasis on discipline and living according to one's principles. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Consistency is the embodiment of that idea. You don't need to talk about your values endlessly. Live them, and people will see it. The quiet strength of being dependable creates a kind of silent magnetism. People trust you, respect you, and want to be around you because they know you're grounded. Consistency also reflects self-respect. When you're reliable, you're not just keeping commitments to others. You're keeping commitments to yourself. Whether it's showing up for your personal goals, maintaining your habits, or staying true to your values, being consistent in how you live builds your confidence. And that quiet confidence is deeply attractive. It's not forced. It's earned. To cultivate this habit, start by keeping small promises. When you say you'll do something, follow through, no matter how minor it may seem. Over time, these small actions compound into something greater. You build a track record, not by making grand gestures, but by showing up again and again in both the big moments and the small ones. Reliability also means being emotionally consistent. It means not being unpredictable or reactive in your interactions. People are naturally drawn to those who bring calm, steady energy into a room, those who aren't easily swayed by external chaos. When you cultivate emotional steadiness, people feel safe around you. They trust that you won't overreact or disappear when things get difficult. Ask yourself, am I someone people can rely on? If the answer isn't always yes, start small. You don't need to become perfectly dependable overnight. Begin by being consistent in your daily routines, showing up for yourself first. From there, extend that consistency into your relationships. Honor your word, keep your promises, and be present when it matters. Reliability doesn't demand attention. It earns respect quietly over time. And that's what makes it so powerful. In a world full of distractions and fleeting commitments, being someone who is steady, dependable, and true to their word creates a lasting impression. You become someone people admire, not because you're trying to impress them, but because your actions speak for themselves. At the end of the day, silent attractiveness isn't about grand gestures or quick fixes. It's about cultivating habits like consistency and reliability that build trust, respect, and admiration over time. Be the person who shows up, who follows through, who lives by their principles without needing applause. That quiet strength will not only make you more attractive, it will also make you someone who leaves a lasting, positive impact on everyone you meet. True attractiveness isn't about being the loudest, the flashiest, or the most visible person in the room. It's about cultivating habits that quietly speak for themselves, habits that make people feel drawn to you without knowing exactly why. Throughout this episode, we've explored 11 socially attractive habits, each rooted in calm confidence, quiet strength, and genuine connection. When you embrace your authentic independence, you send a powerful message. You respect yourself, and you don't rely on external approval for your worth. By mastering silent elegance, you create an aura of grace that captivates without words. Through subtle sophistication, you show attention to detail, while being fully present allows you to forge deeper connections. A touch of mystery leaves people intrigued, and cultivating cultural wisdom broadens your mind, making every interaction richer and more engaging. Compassion, humor, self-care, emotional intelligence, and consistency, each of these habits adds a layer to your quiet magnetism. Together, they create a presence that is calm, composed, and effortlessly attractive. The beauty of these habits is that they don't require you to change who you are. They invite you to become more aligned with the best version of yourself. Silent attraction isn't about demanding attention. It's about becoming someone who inspires respect and admiration naturally. It's not about being perfect. It's about being real, being intentional, and showing up fully in every moment. When you cultivate these habits, you don't just enhance how others see you, you transform how you see yourself. You begin to carry yourself with a quiet assurance, knowing that you are enough just as you are. In the end, true attractiveness is rooted in self-respect and intentional living. You don't need to be loud to leave a lasting impression. You don't need to chase approval to be admired. When you live authentically with purpose and quiet confidence, people will be drawn to you, not because you're trying to be noticed, but because your presence brings something rare: calm, connection, and genuine depth. So, as you move forward, reflect on these habits. Which ones resonate with you? Which ones can you begin to cultivate today? Remember, it's not about making drastic changes overnight. It's about small, intentional steps that quietly reshape your presence over time. Thank you for listening. If this episode inspired you, Take a moment to reflect on how you can incorporate these habits into your life. Stay true to yourself. Keep growing, and let your quiet confidence speak louder than words. Until next time, stay grounded, stay intentional, and keep becoming the best version of yourself.